Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this was considered ugly back in 2004 in Spider-Man. Yeah, to me she still looks ugly. She's good looking enough if you ever need to induce vomiting or cure the hiccups. But Ursula did make Peter's cookies and bring him milk. MJ just brought him nothing but chaos. Meanwhile, most guys these days are so thirsty that they would hit this like a 747. If you think that this is bad, then just look at what was considered hideously ugly and a total loser back in the 1990s. Up next is 21-year-old Canadian girl robbed 3 gas stations and refuses to take accountability, saying that all the no-experience jobs are taken by immigrants, and that's why she can't find one. You know that there are tons of simps out there seeing her cute face saying to themselves, "I can fix her." She's right, though, because when you grow Canada's population by 7-8% in only a couple of years, the locals lose jobs to foreigners that are coming in. Funny thing is, she probably voted for the same government that pushed those policies. Number 3, if you call men toxic monsters, then don't be surprised when men start playing the part. Women are accusing men of being tyrants, but meanwhile, they're increasingly the ones telling others what to do and how to live. They want men to fight back so they can take even more of our rights away. They probably salivate every time there's incel violence out there. When you call men evil for long enough, then don't be surprised when men become evil. Moving on, here are some of your favorite characters running from the 80s to the 2000s, watching you build humanoid robots, clone extinct species like the direwolf, make friends with AI, and buy self-driving cars. Science fiction isn't fiction anymore, and back then it was all about moral questions for humanity, and we're ignoring their prophetic words. My favorite film here is Minority Report, because I'm a precog myself, and yes, you can choose to change your own fate. Free will is actually a real thing. Number 5, one guy says that he wants free education, housing, healthcare, and food. Another guy asks him, "Have you thought about prison?" Andrew Tate brought this up recently, that it would be better being in prison than working a dead-end brokey job. Because in prison, you could also work out and hang out with your friends, which is something most wages don't even have time for. Prisons used to be about punishment, but increasingly they're becoming a luxury. No wonder the UK and Canada keep releasing their prisoners. Up next, European cities are in part highly walkable, because you need a high-trust society to have a place like this. In America, you have car culture in part because people don't trust each other. Unfortunately for Europe, with recent enrichment and migration, places like this will also stop being safe as people from Ooga Booga land take over, and eventually wreck them due to mismanagement and neglect. Plus, in America, cars are another way to extract the excess wealth from the middle-class population. Number 7, scientists are stunned as Antarctica gains 108 billion tons of ice in just only 1 year. If you think that's something, then just imagine what they'll say if sea level actually falls instead of rises. Probably whatever they're paid to say to keep the tax narrative going. Or they might say that in order to improve our model's accuracy, a lot more grant money is needed. They're all probably in shock, realizing, to their surprise, that ice can freeze after it melts. Moving on, this guy says they don't even ID him in the liquor store anymore because they see the light in his eyes is left. Either that or because he's a regular. Also, is he sure it's not because of his forehead wrinkles? How many teenagers do you know that have those? Also, isn't it smug of him to assume that he ever had light in his eyes to begin with? Not in today's sexual marketplace with Bumble and Tinder. He also kind of looks 40 plus. Number 9, here's the look on my face listening to most of today's music. Actually, music is like gaming these days. If it's mainstream, then it's terrible. You have to dig and find the independent stuff that's actually produced by talented musicians that has a soul. Even AI music is better than mainstream music these days. Finding good music isn't a problem for me. Finding good acts on stage is next to impossible. Who's excited to spend $1,000 to watch Katy Perry run around in circles on stage? Up next, his lawyer was convicted of spending $9 million of clients' money on Las Vegas casinos. Who do you trust more with your money, women or men? To be fair, there was a film about a guy in Toronto that was spending his banking clients' money in casinos back in the 1980s. Watch the film Owning Mahoney and see what I'm talking about. It's awesome. To be fair, I don't trust either males or females with any money. As far as her, she'll probably get probation and nothing will happen. Number 11, remember back when Catholic priests were the biggest child molesters there were? Well, now it's the female elementary school teachers. This one's Asian, that's something new. And she's going away for 30 years for abusing kids. Maybe the reason that Soyssociety hasn't taken action to fix this yet is because of female ogre preference. Priests are male, so it's easier to justify punishing them. Women are often seen as perpetual victims, so it's hard to demonize them. Well, in this case, they did. Moving on, do women go to the gym to cheat? Here's one walking into the gym and it's full of guys hotter than her husband. Yes, of course. Why do you think personal trainers have bent over more female behinds than the public toilets? The gym is a waste of time now. You can usually do a full workout at home in just the time it takes to go to the gym and come home. But the most important place women still cheat is at work. This woman was just engagement farming as the gym was empty. Number 13, here we have another liberal woman that ruined her face. Also, what's up with her nose? Is she trying to create a bonus hole so she can take four swing swings in her at the same time? That would add new meaning to blow your nose. She's the fourth woman I've seen doing this to their schnoz lately. You just know that her father left her a long, long time ago, or probably never was there. I wonder what she does for work. Probably remote work of some kind behind a screen. This is why we need to bring back mental institutions. Up next, did you know that AOC has a twin? More importantly, where's Trump's left hand? Probably getting into tushy trouble. Also, who's holding up the hooters for the AOC on the left? With two AOCs, it's double the boobies, but still only half the brain. So if you fuse them together, you're only still going to get half a functioning adult. Also, Trump looks kind of fit here. He must be working out. The AOC twins are probably his gym, and he's happy to be screwing the Dems. Number 15, this guy got a job at the library and lasted only 15 minutes. Because it turns out that books about women's rights shouldn't go into the sci-fi fantasy section. He knew exactly what he was doing. Libraries are like nests for cat ladies and feminists. He didn't want the job. He just wanted to piss them off. But I think this guy is lying because they would only hire a gay male or a Chad and not the average man to work at the library. Moving on, this woman was married for 15 years and only after the divorce did she realize she never consented to sex. Now even your ex can retroactively revoke consent. What man wants to get married if he can go to prison when a woman divorces him? And women wonder why 80% of men refuse to date or get married anymore. This is what late-stage feminism looks like. And you know, this is probably her divorce lawyer telling her what to do. Number 17, why do girls take pictures like this? And yet they still hate each other. Because women don't have friends. They have frenemies. When they say BFF, they mean best frenemy friend. Nature created female own group preference, so they probably wouldn't push each other off of tall buildings. Also, look at the woman in the middle, that's covered by everyone. She absolutely hates the others because they're trying to cover her up. Up next, here's a list of things that women say they want in a perfect man. Someone who exercises daily, makes his own bed, and doesn't drink. A woman asks where she can find such a perfect specimen. Someone gets back to her and says, in jail. So maybe that's one of the reasons that women are attracted to criminals. No wonder they like bad boys so much. After all, women get run through by the perfect men and hit the wall, and then start asking for a good man instead. Number 19 looks like she hit yet another wall, and has taken too much colloidal silver, and is starting to turn into a blue smurf. Or maybe she finally ran out of adrenochrome, and is heading to Tom Hanks' house to get some more. Where is she going, though? Probably on her way to an audition for The Walking Dead. From what I can see here, Trump derangement syndrome is one hell of a drug. Then again, this could also be Carrot Top after getting his top surgery. Apparently, Kathy Griffin here had cancer 4 years ago, but that doesn't explain her recent decline. Moving on, here's a list of where the most beautiful women in the world come from. But I think it's a lie that they put Indian women into fourth place. Every single country in Eastern Europe has more beautiful women. Maybe an Indian person made this list and is biased. The only good thing about this list is that the UK isn't on it. If it was, then that would be criminal. Girls there are starting to look more like walking orange slices. Take away India and put in Poland. Number 21, here's Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson. I'm glad to see that body mutilation runs in the family. Before anyone says that Michael Jackson had an illness and that's why he looks the way that he does, what about his nose and chin? I suppose he just stumbled and fell to the ground. Or maybe Bubbles the Chimp mutilated his face and he needed reconstructive surgery. As for Paris, sad to see her descent from innocence to modern tattooery. Her body definitely displays her body issues perfectly. Up next, imagine how much propaganda was used to convince women that having children is oppressive. They convinced them that it's low status. Instead of family, women are more likely to seek out status and money. Those are their primary motivations. They think that if they have their own money and careers, then they don't have to obey men in relationships. Even if they get those things, they're often miserable. Mongolia made having kids a high-status activity for women, and they got their fertility rates above replacements. Number 23, this guy's hands look like that in order to pay for the degree of someone who looks like that. And people say that taxation isn't theft. Also, let's not forget the art degrees as well as basket weaving. Then again, if you're doing pottery or basket weaving, your hands will also look dirty, and you might actually have a usable skill. Luckily, America doesn't have free college, so that the red-haired wonder here will have to serve coffee to the oil worker for the next 30 years to pay off her debts. Moving on, there was a time when you could actually look at a girl's mother and see what she would turn into one day. These days, 22-year-olds often look worse than their 42-year-old mothers. You're flying blind. The mom in this case weighs 50 pounds less. When you're fatter than your parents, then you failed at life. The mother is also fat. 180 pounds on her is a little bit portly. But I'd still hit her instead of the daughter. Don't ask me why, but I used to like them daughter-sized. Not anymore. Number 25 and the last one. Remember, guys, that 65% of black women with university degrees work for the government. Is the government the only one willing to hire them or something? And people wonder why the government is slow and inefficient. It's all about credentialism. As Morgan Freeman always says, never confuse education with intelligence. You can have a master's degree and still be an idiot. Modern university degrees just help expand the bureaucracy, it seems. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.